A few months later, The New Yorker invited me to be a guest at their table at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I didn't bother telling Will I was going because, well, I had done that before. We were just friendly, platonic acquaintances, like me and Chelsea Handler. But Will found out and texted me. He asked if he could finally take me on that tour of the White House and West Wing. I said yes. It's funny when you decide you don't like someone. I am the kind of person who, if my feelings are unrequited, can completely detach from someone emotionally if I simply put my mind to it. That's why I am always saying I would be a great serial murderer. That's what I did with Will. It was like flipping a light switch. He was no longer a Washington, D.C. crush on whom I had pinned my whimsical hopes and dreams. He was a pleasant and civic-minded tour guide from Tennessee. He didn't seem as tall to me anymore. His accent was more unsophisticated than adorable. I could look at him and go, meh.